your background, you spent a lot of time in player development. Obviously, the topic surrounding the Blue Jays right now, or the main focus with the Blue Jays, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You know, we saw last night. I'm going to leave Adam. He struggled with the strike zone. Let's put it that way. Or he struggled with the umpire's version of the strike zone. That's how I'll put it. But we also saw a couple of defensive plays that weren't made by Vladdy. You've seen a lot of young players. Is there any concern in your mind that this is a sign of a kid taking his offensive issues into the field?
I don't know the kid well enough to say that, but based on what I've seen, based on looking at him, I'm going to say no. I think it's the biggest thing. When you come from AAA to the big leagues, especially at third base, it's such a different game. And it doesn't mean he's not good enough. It doesn't mean the game is too fast. There's just an adjustment period. And in the big leagues, mistakes get so magnified. And then when your team's struggling a little bit to score and then you get down and you know that you don't really have the weapons to come back and get back in the game, it gets magnified a little bit more. So I just think it's a matter of just getting adjusted to the game. I think he's 2 weeks into his career right now. And you can tell guys as much as you want how much quicker the game is, how much better the game is here. But it's still the same game. But there's also, like, until you experience it and until there's, like, some things that happen to you that probably aren't that great, you really can't make that adjustment. And I think that's just what he's going through now. He's finding out that the game is a little different here. And I, based on what I've seen of the guy and what I know, like, he's going to figure it out. He's going to get better. And it takes time to adjust, and it takes time to, like, get used to the game being so good here day in, day out, and balls getting hit harder at you and guys as a man probably running faster. So it just takes a little time to figure out, and there's no doubt for me that he'll figure out what he needs to do. And these things for me are always, coming from player development, these things for me are always good things because it shows you what you have to work on. It's not us telling you what you have to work on. It's you going out and doing it because you want to be good at the game. And this guy, to me, wants to be one of the best, and that's what's going to save him.
I think it was, pardon me, I think it was Cole Tucker of the Pirates. I saw an interview with him, and he was talking about the same thing, you know, coming up to the major leagues from the minors. And his point, and one of the things he mentioned is, when you get up to the major leagues, you know, unless you're a complete dummy, which most people aren't, you realize that the games are more important for the team. And that doesn't mean that you're a bad teammate in the minors, but it's just that you make an error in the major leagues, and now you're potentially costing a multi-million dollar pitcher extra pitches. You know, it's a big business. And his point was, it's different. It's not that it's the first time you're part of a team, but it's kind of the first time that you understand that a bunch of people need to win that game, right? It's not just you go 3-for-4 and hit a couple of home runs and your AAA team loses. Yeah, it's not good, but that's not the same as when you get to the majors and your major league team loses 3 in a row.
That couldn't be said any better. I mean, that's perfect. I mean, you make a play, or there's a ball you don't get to in Buffalo, and it scores a couple of runs. Like, there's no one really cares. I mean, it's just part of the game, and everyone thinks it goes. But here, man, it's on TV. It's the fans are yelling at you. It's in the paper the next day, and then everybody's questioning you. And there's some real repercussions of not getting to a ball, and that makes you want to get better. And that's the thing. I remember always going to play winter ball, and people booing you and people like getting mad. It's like, oh my God, I got really up my game here because I don't want to be booed out of this place, or, you know, I want to be good and I want to stay. I don't want to get released. And then I think, again, just guys who are pros, they don't like negative things, and guys that are really good players are going to find a way to get out of it. And for me, like, he's going to find a way to be better defensively. The offense is going to come around. And again, this is just part of, like, growing up and coming here for the first time. You know, I know he's 19. I know he had all his success, but it's still, he's a 19-year-old kid, and the big leagues is a really, really good league.
You know, Tim, what is a sign, leaving aside Vladdy for a second, but what is a sign to you when a young player is losing confidence, right? I mean, we've seen manifestations of it here. You know, we saw Dalton Pompey is kind of the famous one, where he just basically, after a game, just said, you know, I kind of feel lost out there. He was sent down the next day, although it wasn't just because of what he said, but it was an indication that he'd kind of lost confidence. What do you see when you're looking at a young player, and when you watched young players coming up, whether it was AAA, whatever, what was a sign to you that a guy was losing confidence?
For me, it's when the things that they do really well that they've always done probably really well just start to go away and start to vanish. That's when you got to start to worry. I can remember I played with Torrey Lovello, and Torrey had the when he went to Detroit, he went up and he had a hard time hitting, and then when he came back down to Toledo, like even in batting practice, it was hard for him just to even make contact with the ball. But you could see mentally what the game did to him at the big league level. He eventually came around and became a great manager, but he became a very good player after that. But also, like that's to me, that's the biggest thing is when he doesn't start getting his swing off, when he starts, maybe getting locked up on certain pitches that he's always hit and certain things that he's always done really, really well. When those kind of go away, you realize that there's a lot in people's head, and then he just can't perform. And that's the thing you got to watch for. I haven't seen that at all in Vladimir at all. And again, I think for him right now, it's going to take one good game, one good series, and he's going to run into a bunch of balls, and we're going to forget about all the stuff that's happened here in the first 2 weeks.
Right, and you know, it's funny, we're going to be joined by Dan Shulman of Baseball Central, and you know, there's the thing now, of course, is there are about a million different websites and a million different blogs that will break down how a guy is being pitched, and you know, however you want to view it. I mean, the fact is, he's being pitched really tough right now. And this is a guy who hasn't snuck up on anybody in the major leagues. And, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say, don't get yourself out, only swing at strikes. But it's got to be hard for a guy in a team that isn't scoring a lot of runs who, you know, look, he knows that he's considered to be an offensive player. It's got to be hard to tell that guy when you're losing 4-0 in a game, just leave that borderline pitch alone, because you're not going to be able to do anything to it, right? Especially when you're Vladdy Jr. You're thinking, what do you mean I can't do anything with it? I saw one of those pitches in AA, and I hit it off a hotel, you know?
I looked at the boxes today of where they're pitching them and stuff, and, like, there's nothing over the middle of the plate. And there's balls that – and this guy's throwing 97, 98, 89, 92-mile-an-hour sliders, and they're, like, just outside the box or just below the box, which were strikes last night. And he is. He's getting pitched like the very best player in the lineup. I mean, he definitely did not sneak up here to the big leagues, and he's getting pitched like the 3-4 guy every single at bat. And you know, one thing also, the other thing is they're not playing teams consistently yet. You know, they're out of division, so they're teams that you play twice a year. Like, the real test for me is going to come when you're playing Boston 19 times, you're playing New York 19 times, and then you start to get around their rotation and their relievers, and you start to figure them out. And for me, that's where the strength in him is going to come. Like, for guys that are really good, the random game or guys they don't see a lot, like that, the guys struggle with that. When guys get locked in on certain pitchers or know what certain teams are going to do with them, like that to me is where a guy like Vladimir is really going to shine and really going to be good. And right now, I mean, it's a lot of things working against him. And like, you hit it the nail on the head. Like, the biggest thing is to watch him if he's losing his confidence. And for me, I don't think he will. And I just think you're going to see a lot of good things come out of this in a couple of weeks. I don't think we're going to be talking about how he's struggling.
In conversation with Tim Leeper on the Jeff Blair Show. All right, put your defensive coach's hat on. We've watched Teoscar Hernandez. I mean, he's taken a couple of steps forwards, a couple of steps back. You know, last night, there are plays that aren't made, and last night's play, and luckily because the press box is down and Teoscar's, we're now in Teoscar's backyard, literally, we can see this. I mean, he was perfectly positioned last night on a line drive, and just, you know, his footwork was all wrong. The ball went over his head. How hard is it, Tim, to work on a guy's defense in a day and age where there's so much analytics that in some ways it's almost like it can be a security blanket for players? And I've kind of wondered about that sometimes, especially in Teoscar's case. Can analytics be too much of a security blanket? You know, a guy thinking, well, the coach has got me positioned pretty well, I should be able to make a play in this ball. There's still things you have to do. There's still principles you have to adhere to on every ball.
Yeah, and the hardest ball in the outfield is that ball, the low line drive right at you. Like, what do you do? And it comes down to like having like that perfect footwork. And I think, you know, Kevin here, Pilar here, like his footwork was great on that ball. You know, it's about opening up and getting your hips open and doing those things. And if you take one little misstep on that ball right at you, it's going to look bad. And I always worried about this because I obviously did all the positioning with the outfielders. And sometimes I feel like you position guys too good because the play that's the hardest is the ball that's right at you. So, like, if you see, especially with him, like, you see him running and you see him to make athletic plays, he's going to make those plays. It's the instincts on the ball, those balls that are hit hard, low, and whether you need to open up, whether you need to come in, whether you need to go back. Those are the plays that are the toughest. And you can do everything right. You can practice everything right. You can be in the right position. And it's got to be a good instinctual play that you got to realize I have to open up and I have to be able to get there. And the only way to really do that is just to keep working on it in batting practice to where it becomes second nature, and it takes some time. Those are tough plays. And again, last night it led to a couple runs, and it's difficult. But I do know he works hard. And as hard as anybody, he wants to be really good at it. And then sometimes those are the balls that he really struggles on.
And it's funny. It may have been you I talked to last year. It may have been Ross. I can't remember. But, you know, I always remind people that, that collision he had with Jose Altuve a couple of years ago where a lot of people thought he'd torn his knee up. I wonder if that's still – now, I understand that's a different play, but I wonder if that is in the back of his head in a lot of fly balls. I really do.
Yeah, it's tough. Once you go through stuff, yeah, but I think the important thing is just to get over it. And I think, you go in, day out, and he's just got to keep believing in himself, and he's just make good decisions. Don't make indecisive decisions. Make really, really good, quick decisions. If they're wrong, they're wrong. But the problem is when you get caught in between or you're not really sure of yourself, and that's kind of when you see things that happened last night happen. And for me, if he just goes in, just goes right after it, and he shows that he can't do it sometimes, that's going to be his best way to get out of this.